one into the night, deep into right, way out of here.
Swung on,
did it,
crushed, and the Phillies are going to lead it.
Harper, the swing of his life.
The 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, struck him out.
From WHYY, it is firing season. No, sorry, guys. It is hitting season here. I'm John Stolness from The Good Fight. You can follow me on X and Blue Sky at John Stolness. I swear, I wasn't planning on starting the podcast off with that. It just felt organic. It came from within. And so we just went with it. And I felt like it was appropriate. As we are conducting an emergency podcast here after the Phillies announced on Tuesday morning that they have indeed decided to relieve Rob Thompson of his managerial duties. He is gone after 28 games here in 2026, but after parts of four seasons with the team, 5 seasons with the team, as I'm doing the math in my head, mostly filled with tremendous success, but obviously disappointing and off to an awful start here this season. So we are back for a quick roundtable edition of the podcast, emergency style, to talk about the decision by Dave Dombrowski and what that means for the team and just our general reactions to it. Justin Clue and Liz Rocher joining me here once again. Justin, of course, from Baseball Prospectus. You can follow him on Blue Sky at Justin Clue. That's right. And of course, he's author of Summer of the Cheap Wieners. Make sure you get that at brooklinebooks.com. And Liz Rocher, editor of Sabres Baseball Research Journal, here with us as well. Follow her on X and Blue Sky at Liz Rocher. Justin, how you feeling, pal?
You know what the 1941 Phillies didn't do 28 games into the season?
I'm guessing. They didn't fire their manager.
No, they sure didn't. And he paid for it with his eyesight. But that's a story for a different time. I don't know. I wouldn't say this felt inevitable. Something felt inevitable. This honestly feels fast. It feels fast when you, like, look at it without the moment-to-moment context, and that Rob Thompson was a manager that immediately when he took over, the team started winning, and then they went to the postseason. Every year he was the manager, and then 28 games in to a rough start, that was it. And I don't feel like this is unjustified or without purpose, or certainly not. It's certainly crowd-pleasing to an extent, but... This is still not something that I feel like is going to be the answer to the Phillies' woes ultimately. And I certainly hope they're not of the mind that this is going to have some sort of 2022-esque boost for the team. It just doesn't feel like it's that sort of thing, especially when you look at all the context going into that. I think the Phillies have too many individual issues to address first before this becomes something that's a cure-all.
I mean, the irony to me of Rob Thompson getting fired early in the season of non-performance after, of course, him getting the job because Joe Girardi was fired a number of games into the season due to underperformance and generally being unlikable. The irony is not lost on me, and I'm sure it's not lost on anybody that his tenure should end as it began.
John, do you agree that Rob Thompson's era is sort of like, it feels like it ended very quickly. It feels like there's a flash in the pan style to it in its totality.
Well, I mean, 28 games, that's all he got here in 2026. And yet it's understandable. Yet it feels like, you know, almost, when we first were doing episode 1068 on Monday morning, it felt like something was coming. Something was coming. You could feel it in the air. And I thought it would happen on Monday. It happened on Tuesday instead. So it kind of felt like it was going to happen, like it should happen, but it is early. I mean, there's no doubt about it. This is the earliest. It's not the earliest Dave Dombrowski's ever fired someone. I think there was one manager he fired 7 games into the season. Joe Girardi was fired after 51 games. So Joe Girardi certainly got more rope. But this is such a unique situation that I don't think we have really seen. But I mean, the Red Sox fired Alex Cora. I know we're going to talk about the Alex Cora situation in just a second. And some of the news that came down here on Wednesday after the announcement of Rob Thompson being fired. It does feel like they didn't want this season to get away from them. And I think that's the main impetus for Dombrowski doing this right now. Like, if he waited for 51 games and the team kept playing like this, they may have buried themselves. It may have gotten to a point where you couldn't recover. And they just, unlike a lot of teams who fire their managers early in the season, this is supposed to be a good team. Like, they have all of these guys in their prime, Bryce Harper and Schwarber and Sanchez and Luzardo, and you think these guys are going to rebound or continue to play well, and they just couldn't afford to let another month go by of playing under 500. Like, they just couldn't. And so it does feel fast, but it is an abrupt end to the Rob Thompson era here in Philadelphia. But I don't know, just it feels like I get it, you know, I get it.
But if you believe that in an effort to not let the season get away from them, and therefore still believing that they have a chance at the playoffs, then you're saying that replacing Rob Thompson with Don Mattingly is the change this team needs to get to the playoffs?
I don't know that it's the change they need. I think it's the only change they could make. I mean, aside from getting rid of the hitting coach first, which I think we would have felt would have even been less impactful than.
I'm honestly not trying to defend Thompson here when I say this, but like, why make a change at all then? Why make the change just because it's the only one you can?
Well,
make?
It's like I said before on 1068. I feel like this team in particular, I don't feel like came into the season ready to play. I think they've played sloppy. They've played undisciplined. I think they have come into the season after that crushing defeat last year against the Dodgers thinking, I think somewhere in the back of their minds, they're just kind of like subconsciously, like we just get this regular season to October. Like we just, and I think they've played like that. I will say, and this has been the argument that a lot of people have been making online. Is Rob Thompson the main reason why this team is where they are right now at 9-19? No, I don't think anyone would say Rob Thompson is problem number one. Like, the players are certainly a problem. Dave Dombrowski and what he did with this roster for 2026. And we talked about it all offseason. This is a stale roster. It's just stale. And I think in order to kind of freshen it up, the reason you make a change at manager is to freshen up something in the mix, something, it's adding a different ingredient. Hopefully we'll get this thing to taste different. And I think that's the reason that you make a managerial change like this. I don't know that Don Mattingly is going to naturally make this team start playing, you know, 20 games over 500 from here on out, but there's only so many buttons they could push, and this, I feel like this was the next one. So Don Mattingly will take over. The bench coach will take over as manager, even though reports had been that he didn't want to be a manager. So he's interim manager, the Phillies announced, for the rest of the season. So that precludes anyone from the outside coming in. Among managers with at least three seasons, Rob Thompson's 568 winning percentage is at the top in Phillies history in five seasons, three of them being full seasons. His 355 wins are 10th. His 568 winning percentage in parts of five seasons is the best of any Phillies manager since the 19th century. And only the fourth manager in MLB history to reach the postseason in each of his first four full seasons as a manager. Dave Roberts, Aaron Boone, Mike Matheny were the other ones. His resume is obviously impressive. I'm curious to see as time goes on how people will remember the Rob Thompson era. I think right now, and let me throw this your way first, more people are rightfully, I think, heaping the blame for what's happening here in 2026 so far on Dave Dombrowski. And I think there are certainly the never robbers out there who just haven't liked Rob Thompson and the things that he's done in the playoffs and everything.
Let's spread the usage of that kind of phrase. Let's do that.
I'm sorry.
Toppers right there. Never toppers.
The never toppers. Yeah, it popped in. Sorry, everybody. But
now listen, it all needs some work. This is why we're here. We workshop.
Yeah. But I mean, I think as time goes along, Liz, his time in Philadelphia will be remembered fondly.
Oh God, of course. This is such a weird, as you mentioned, this is such a weird situation. Can anyone believe it seems weird to be talking about this. Just as Justin said, so early, it all seems like it was done so fast. But when you said he'd been here 5 years, I'm like, my Lord, he has been. He has been here longer than it feels sometimes. You know, 2022 wasn't yesterday. It was a long time ago now. And, you know, it's hard to realize that it that I need to feel that way, because it still feels like 2022 is within touching distance and we could get back there in just a, you know, with a snap of a finger, but we can't. That part of, regardless of whether a window is closing or not, as some people have said to be on Blue Sky, and I've just completely lost my train of thought. I did want to say that talking about the Phillies making the playoffs this year, I laugh anytime anyone says that now. Because you don't change a manager like this in the season if you're making the playoffs, right? Like, this is not a team that's making the playoffs.
Well,
can we agree on that? Are we going to talk about that? Can we agree on that?
Well, that was Justin. I mean, 22. It happens. It's not. The problem is, Justin, most teams that fire their managers midseason, generally speaking, are bad teams, right? I mean, they're just generally speaking bad teams to begin with.
Yeah.
Coming into the season, you know, there's not a thought that, oh, gosh, this is a World Series caliber roster. But we do have like three teams in the Red Sox, Mets and Phillies that came into the season as picks to make the playoffs, and all three really playing awful baseball so far. So, again, it's why it's unique. But I do think there's still a chance simply because there's three wild cards right now.
Yeah, I think the three wild cards still don't eliminate a team in as deep a hole as the Phillies this early in the season, but it's certainly bringing questions like that more front of mind for sure, because Liz is right that, yeah, what kind of team changes managers this early in the season and actually goes on to any kind of success that people remember or were looking for before the season started? I think the frustrating part here is that everybody, including the Phillies, knows that this isn't the solution and knows that he isn't like get it to blame the most in this situation. And everyone knows that it's just like a button you kind of reach for slowly to push, and everyone's like, like it just gets louder and louder. And then you push it because that's the option you have. And like we were just saying, you know, is that the right move just because it's a move? I mean, in some ways, yes, because what's wrong with the Phillies isn't a change that's made easily, and this is one that they technically could make easily. So it's like, all right, let's change something and see if that has any cascading effect anywhere else, whether he was the top problem or not. So there still can be some sort of net good that comes from a change like this, but I maintain that like there's something wrong at like the core of this team, and I don't just mean like the core in the lineup. I mean just like the center of this team has, like you've said, grown stale. And I'm not sure a guy who doesn't want to be the manager now managing the rest of the season, especially after the extra dimension of this with the Alex Cora component that we're going to talk about in a minute, doesn't have me feeling especially like good vibes coming off the Phillies, even with this change that a lot of people wanted to see made being made.
Let's talk about the Alex Cora portion of this, because last week the
My image of Don Mattingly in my head of is him standing in the dugout silently, hands in pockets, in like a starter jacket or something, saying nothing, looking inscrutable. That seems to be a lot similar to what Rob Thompson did, at least in the dugout. And if he doesn't want to be there, like this, he's not going to change anything on this team. He's been there for a little while. He's not going to change anything.
Well, and I'll say this. I don't know how much I buy the reporting that we had heard about Don Mattingly not wanting to manage or having no interest in managing, because he had to know coming to Philadelphia on this deal. We all thought that, you know, hey, here's your backup plan. Like we said it in the offseason. Here's your backup plan. Like if Rob Thompson, things go south and they have to move on from Rob Thompson, you bring in Don Mattingly to kind of just take over and have that seamless transition. And obviously, these two guys are different. They're good. They will handle things differently. I don't know exactly how. I'll be very curious to see how the players react to that and get the reporting on how the players are reacting to this change. Obviously, Rob Thompson was a favorite of the players, not named Nick Castellanos. And I don't know what Don Mattingly, how he'll be received by the Bryce Harpers, the Kyle Schwarbers, the JT Realmuto's. I mean, I'm sure it'll be respectful and everything, but I do think it's interesting Kevin Long is still around. And I wonder if Kevin Long sticking around is kind of a little bit of an homage to Harper and Schwarber and some of those guys who really love him, really believe in him. And it's kind of like a way to keep the big guys happy with this change. That's just my speculation, but I'm surprised Long is here and Thompson is not. I really am.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it does, I think, have more to do with the connections these coaches have more directly with the players. I know we said Caleb Cotham's not going anywhere because of the larger role he plays in Philly's pitcher's development and everything. And I think they probably view Kevin Long similarly in a lot of respects. And he has the added benefit of, yeah, having these direct connections to some of the biggest stars on the team. So I guess it's like, if we give you Thompson, we get to keep like these coaches you want, like that. That's an even trade, I guess, with the fans at the gates with the torches. So I at the end of the day, I do think that winds up being what saves him. Or it's like what we talked about potentially Rob Thompson doing, where they're like, we're going to fire some of your coaches. And he was like, you can take my job instead.
Yeah.
And they agreed to that. So I can see that.
And Rob Thompson, after he was going to retire at the end of 2022 if he hadn't been elevated to manager. But then they had all the success that they had. But that's why I think Rob Thompson is just kind of like, okay.
I do respect Rob Thompson's whole attitude this entire time. It's been like, I have literally nothing riding on this.
Right.
My only other things to do are go home and sit in front of my television. So yeah. I mean, this is at least more interesting than that for now.
I think he looks at these last few years as a bonus a baseball career he never thought he would get to experience. And, you know, before we get into the Alex Cora stuff, it is sad. I mean, Rob Thompson does seem like a terrific guy. He does seem like a guy that you would want managing your baseball team. And it's really unfortunate that these players couldn't get themselves together enough to play better, because there is enough talent, even with the holes on this team, even with Dave Dombrowski doing the job that he's done these last two off seasons, not addressing some of the real concerns on this team. It is clear to everyone that the players on this team are not performing and that it is largely on their shoulders. But sometimes and so Rob Thompson takes the fall. Rob Thompson is the fall guy for the players not performing. That is absolutely what's happening. And he's taking the fall for Dave Dombrowski not giving him a real cleanup hitter or any right-handed hitters who could hit lefties. You know, I mean, like just this is an unfortunate part of the game, but it does make me feel somewhat better that it feels like Rob Thompson's where he thought he was going to be at 5 years ago. And now he can retire, or he can choose to do whatever. The Phillies are going to keep him in the organization if he wants, right? Rob Thompson will have a job with the Phillies doing something if he wants it. That's kind of how things go.
He'll always be invited back.
Exactly. It'd be very funny if they did win the World Series this year and then he got a ring for the team he did not manage.
He would, though. He would get a ring.
He'd totally get one, absolutely.
Yes, he would.
And you know
what?
Yeah,
narratively, this is a two-part story.
If that happened, he'd be
and part
welcomed.
One is 2022. And part two is 2023. And in 2023, they actually win the way that there's still no reason they did not win that NLCS and then the World Series. Like, that was it. Like, that's the satisfying narrative conclusion to Rob Thompson's arc. And then maybe like a couple bonus years after that where they don't win the World Series and we all squabble about what's going wrong and then he's fired. But like, that's generally the, you know, he took over and they all rallied behind him and it was this movement and it was great. It's just, you know, he deserved a more satisfying narrative arc. And it's baseball. Doesn't really do that for you.
Let's talk about the Alex Cora situation. The Boston Red Sox fired him and his entire staff last week, and immediately there were connections of Alex Cora and Dave Dombrowski and the Philadelphia Phillies and Rob Thompson, even before Rob Thompson was fired. Bob Nightingale reported right after Rob Thompson was fired on Tuesday that Cora was offered the job of Phillies manager before Don Mattingly, but turned it down. That was backed up by reporting from Matt Gelb and Ken Rosenthal of The Athletic, who said Alex Cora turned down an offer to take over as manager of the Phillies. A person briefed on the matter told The Athletic on Tuesday. After the Boston Red Sox fired Cora on Saturday night, the Phillies courted the manager in a swift and dramatic process that one person described as intense. Cora ultimately decided he wanted to spend the summer in his native Puerto Rico with his fiance, Angelica, and twin sons, who turned 9 in July. And then they note Cora managed the Red Sox to the 2018 World Series title, a club built by Dave Dombrowski. If he accepted the Phillies job less than a week after getting dismissed by the Red Sox. It would the reporting is that Cora thought it would have been jarring for everyone involved, and he feared that the Phillies would not get the best version of himself, according to a person briefed on his thinking. So this was one of those things where all those connections that were being made to Alex Cora afterwards with the Phillies and Dave Dombrowski, I really didn't pay them much attention because it seemed silly. But you now have multiple reporters here telling you that, yes, Dave Dombrowski was doing exactly what every other person was thinking that Dave Dombrowski might do, which is reach out to Alex Cora and try to get him in. And I wonder if that sped up the timing. Like, did they go to Alex Cora before they made the decision to fire Rob Thompson? Did they fire Rob Thompson, pivot to Alex Cora because thinking that they could get Alex Cora, and then Alex Cora says no, and so they go to Don Mattingly? We don't know the timing, but it's fascinating. I would love to know the order in which all of these different things happened.
Can anyone here tell me what is Alex Cora's managerial style and what about it makes it a good fit for what the Phillies specifically are, a team of underperforming veterans and underperforming younger veterans and struggling pitching staff that's supposed to be better? Like what makes them such a perfect fit? Put aside the Dombrowski connection for 1 second. Why is Alex Cora the best manager to manage this team?
Well, it's certainly not because he blatantly allowed cheating on his World Series team in 2017. Let's not forget that. He was the manager of that team. There was cheating on that team. That for me is the beginning and end of this conversation. I do not want him on the Phillies. Thankfully, he's not. But like, there is nothing. Like, 2018 was also a long time ago. It was a long time ago. The Red Sox are a materially different team now than they were then. And Alex Cora wasn't doing a very good job at managing the team he has now, as opposed to the team he had then. And so I have no idea if he'd be good. My feeling is maybe no, considering that you're going to take a manager like Alex Cora, who, while I have no idea what kind of style he has, you're going to pick him up and plop him in the middle of this clubhouse that just lost Rob Thompson, their spiritual folk hero, my guess, you know, I'm guessing. Like, there's no way that would work out well. Absolutely not. There's no way Cora would have done it. Absolutely not.
Would the intent have been that Alex Cora takes over and we're a playoff team? We're considering, yeah. Like, do the Phillies think they would think that? Okay, so
that's why
I'm legitimately curious, because this is a kind of famously at this point finicky, cantankerous locker room, and yeah. I think a certain type of manager is going to do better here. And not being very familiar with Alex Cora and his tendencies and his headlines and everything like that, I'm just curious what made him so immediately appealing as soon as he became available from, again, being fired from his own managing job to everyone, and then also the Phillies, who apparently turned to this guy immediately.
So reading in a Yahoo Sports article about him, I think it was last Monday or over the weekend, I don't remember, but he's widely regarded as a player's manager. They say he's got like a lot of the same characteristics that Rob Thompson has. Emotional intelligence, calm
That's
demeanor.
What I thought you'd say.
Yeah. He has the connection with Latin American players, but the Phillies are not exactly flush with Latin American players on this team. So,
and they are white. They are so white this team.
It is. It is. It is a mostly Caucasian roster, that is for sure. And I think your point, Liz, about Alex Cora with the 2017 Astros is a good one. He was the bench coach in 2017 under A.J.
Bench
Hinch.
Coach. I'm so sorry. He was
the central figure in the sign-stealing scandal.
There we go. Thank you.
He was instrumental in developing the trash can banging scheme.
I knew it.
Yeah. So you are not wrong. He was the bench coach at the time. But
manager,
yeah,
he's like, I would not be a Philly. I would have to stop watching the Phillies because the way that was handled, he finds that so abhorrent and anti-baseball, really. And I don't disagree with him. I can't stand anyone connected to that team still. And having Alex Cora on this team, I don't care if he doesn't cheat anymore. The only time he was good was when he cheated. And the year after he cheated.
How could they have thought that PR hit was going to be worth it? I guess what? That just works it out of people's system after the first week or so? Like, I don't... That just seems like a net loss to me. Again, I'm just not hearing what the giant appeal is of this guy coming in. I know he's not going to now, but like, It well, just seems like it was, everyone was like, yes, for sure.
And as I'm reading more about this, it sounds like the Alex Cora firing accelerated the Phillies timeline with Rob Thomson. It sounds like that this was done. I think I saw Matt Gelb on Brian Kenny's show on MLB Network today was saying it was accelerated by the Red Sox firing of Alex Cora. Or he says, I think a lot of it was. That's kind of the sense of it. And so obviously I don't think they could have talked to Alex Cora while Rob Thomson was still the manager. That would have gotten out, and that would have absolutely torpedoed Dave Dombrowski's, I guess, reputation. You can't do that to your manager.
I'm assuming they talked to him before. I mean, he was fired this morning.
Right. Well, I mean, like, they couldn't have been talking to Alex Cora over the last few days, though, with Rob Thomson still the manager. I think if that gets out, like, hey, the president of baseball operations is talking to a guy who was just fired about being the new manager while you still have a manager. I don't know. I think it'll go
like an in-the-loop situation where if the news gets out, then now you have to fire him. Now it's not something you're considering.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah. So, I mean, so the Alex Cora thing, if it does happen, it wouldn't be till next year. Now, there's a real chance in 2027. Like, I don't think Mattingly is, I mean, who knows? Rob Thomson managed this team for another four seasons after taking over as interim manager and going on a World Series run. Maybe the same thing happens with Don Mattingly here. It's unlikely that lightning's going to strike twice in the same spot like that. So in 2028, 2027, I mean, you could suddenly be looking at Alex Cora as your manager if Dave Dombrowski is still here in 2027. But that's also
more
a question
to look forward to. Man, really wind up in these spaces very quickly in baseball. And here we are, 28 games into the season with a last place team that hasn't even won double digit games yet, looking at potentially hiring the guy at the center of the Astros cheating scandal as a manager next year, riding out the rest of this year with an interim manager who may or may not really want the job that he has. And when do interim managers lead teams to the playoffs anyway? And that's putting aside how this doesn't really solve any of the on-field situations that the Phillies have at the moment. So they promoted Alex McFarland. That was pretty cool, right?
For a day. And then sent him back to Reading.
He's gone now, but he was.
He's gone. He was here for a day. That was nice. Yeah, and again, I just continue to point to Felix Reyes is this team's cleanup hitter against left-handed pitching. I mean,
I'd rather Don Mattingly be hitting cleanup than managing, to be honest.
That's right. Oh, man.
Good Lord.
Oh, boy.
I have one question.
I don't know where we are now at this point.
Will we get angry Phillies responses in the media? Will we get, like, the Red Sox have been open in their mouths, but you think we'll get any of that from the Phillies?
I don't think so. If you did, it'd probably be the most life this team has shown all season. I feel like they kind of, I mean, without using the same million terms we've used to describe it, the Phillies just kind of lack a certain element that seems to be the thing that holds it all together. And emotionally, they look a little stunted and sad out there. So I feel like if their comments on this are going to be like, you know, we love Rob, hate to see him go, you know, got to try to keep grinding, got to keep hustling, we know what we need to do, like, until it just lapses back into that same language they've been using. I don't think you're going to see like a player protest or like this team, like, we can't win without, like, this is, I'm turning in my uniform. I don't think you're going to see any of that. These guys they just don't operate on that emotional level these days.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, and I think something Jason Stark wrote about on Tuesday after this happened was interesting, that the message that Dave Dombrowski is sending to everyone with this is, even though the Phillies are on the older side, they are younger on average than the Dodgers are in terms of, you know, the average age of the players on the team. But part of us have been wondering, are we looking at another 2012? Like, is this team aging to the point where they don't have the talent? And Dave Dombrowski, I think, is saying this team isn't over the hill. This is how Jason Stark framed it. This team is not over the hill, but it is underwater. And Dave Dombrowski is essentially saying there is enough talent on this team to make a World Series run. He could not see it happening under Rob Thomson here in 2026. And given the way this team has played so far this year, with the sloppiness, with the it just seems to me they have just put so much pressure on themselves, and so many things are happening inside their heads. Like, I don't like that they had to fire the manager at this point, and I, again, don't think he is the number one problem, but I don't know what else they could have done at this point. And if they'd waited, the risk in waiting is you bury yourself even further.
So I think the thing to conclude here is that, in general, firing the manager is a button you can push that never has a right time, but has an acceptable time.
Yeah.
The Phillies were at that point and chose to.
Right. And it has a variable result. Sometimes it works. Most of the time it doesn't. But most of the time when you fire a manager, the team is really, really bad. And I guess that's the ultimate question we will find out the answer to over the next 5 months. Is this a team that's just been underwater, or are they just fundamentally bad now? Did that just happen like that, right? In the span of an offseason, did they go from 96 wins? Did they go from the 2011 Phillies won 101 games and won the division by 13 games, and then the next year were 500 and out of the playoffs? Is that what's happening here? We don't know yet.
I didn't think I could have so many flashbacks from 14 years ago.
I know.
But hey, this is a new golden era for anyone who thought Rob Thompson was the Phillies' biggest problem. Guess what?
That's
this
right.
is your fantasy land. Come
right.
to
Enjoy
life.
It, friends.
We now get to
Enjoy.
Find out for sure what the biggest problem on the Phillies right. was. Rob Thompson or everything else.
That's right. All right. Well, let's jump to some final thoughts here. If you've got anything left unsaid, Liz Rocher, anything left unsaid? That needs to be said before we say goodbye.
Not really. No, I really wish the Phillies would say some true feelings, some true facts about Rob Thompson, but you know what? They're not gonna. We just want to see a fundamentally different team than the one that exists. And the only way we have to gauge that is sort of what we see in front of us. It's sort of like emotionally what they're giving to us, and they give us nothing. They give us nothing. And it feels like a lot to demand, like, have fun, look like you're having fun, be better. But, like, we're kind of at the point where you have to at least be better, and they have to at least they tried to change something at the organization instead of letting it go on, which how much longer could we have taken that, we ask, as we remember we did sit through 51 games of Joe Girardi.
That's right. And it felt shorter than that, but it really was, you know, into June. And, it went into June, which is it would have been hard to envision this situation going that deep, especially with the Octobers we've just experienced. Like, even 2021, not making the playoffs in 2021 with Harper winning the MVP and Zach Wheeler finishing runner up in the Cy Young, that felt awful.
Painful.
But it dwarfs in comparison to how antsy and itchy and frustrated and hair trigger Phillies fans are right now, and frankly, the players themselves. So
everybody hates each other.
Yeah. Justin, final thoughts.
I think it's important to specify that we do not know if all of the Phillies hate each other. Some Phillies teams have hated all of each other. We do not know if this team.
That's
I don't
true.
Think we can comment
alleged.
On that confidently.
Asterisk alleged. Not true.
I just want to say Rob Thompson was instrumental in this team's return to the postseason for the first time in many years. And, you know, your memory kind of saves your team being in the postseason like it's a file, like it's a digital file. You can come back to it every time they return to the postseason, and just reopening that file in 2022 was really gratifying and crazy, and just brought back a ton of emotions from, you know, the decade plus before that the Phillies had been in the postseason. And again, just like the run being sparked by him taking over, whether that was like the real biggest reason or not, and the way that, like, you know, the city leaned into it, and you were seeing his face on shirts the Sixers were wearing while they were warming up, and like that whole run in 2022 was just amazing. Just exactly why people watch baseball and are Phillies fans. So you got to at least, even the biggest Rob Thompson critic, you won't, but even the biggest Rob Thompson critic, I would say, has to at least agree that he was the manager over the Phillies' return to playing fun baseball.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't all fun, and it wasn't all great in the postseason even, but it was a return to that fun, awesome feeling of your team streaking towards the postseason in October as like some sort of darling. And he was a big part of that. So I think that needs to be mentioned. He should not be forgotten among Phillies managers, though this may wind up being what this team ultimately needs.
And I'll just finish up by saying it's clear we've reached the end of an era of Phillies baseball. This Rob Thompson era is going to be a very specific era of Phillies baseball. And it was filled with a number of tremendous moments and also a number of heartbreaks that gathered into, I think, was more truncated into 4 years than I remember any batch of Phillies teams having this amount of great moments and really terrible moments all at the same time. And now we move into another era. And will this be as good an era as the Rob Thompson era? And that's what's before the Phillies right now. That's what's before this organization and before a lot of these players. Like, is this going to be, what era of Phillies baseball is this going to be now with Rob Thompson now let go, Don Mattingly, the interim manager, and where things move after here? It's a very interesting time in this franchise's history, but it's clear one era has ended. One chapter is closed, and now we face an uncertain future with a new manager here for the rest of 2026. All right, everybody, that's going to do it for this edition of Hittin' Season. My thanks to Liz Rocher, Justin Clue, of course, for another fantastic roundtable and emergency podcast here. Don't forget to tell your friends and family members about the Hittin' Season podcast. We're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever it is you get your podcasts. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. We'll talk to you next time right here on Hittin' Season.